China's tariffs on U.S. goods target 128 U.S. products, including almonds, wine, and ginseng, which is facing a 15% tariff. Ginseng is the root used in herbal remedies and teas. It's very popular in Asia, and nearly all of the ginseng grown in the U.S. is shipped to China, and almost all of it is grown in Marathon County, Wisconsin, a county that went for President Trump in 2016. One of the ginseng farmers there is Jim Schumacher. He's co-owner of Schumacher Ginseng, a mid-sized family farm in Marathon. Jim, what did you think when you heard about that tariff, 15%?
Well, it's very concerning. I don't like to see tariffs in anything, and to have it hit a little industry like ours here in Wisconsin, it definitely is concerning.
Have you done some of the math? Because we've heard pork farmers, for instance, get out a napkin and do some math on the back, and it's $35,000 a year for one farmer I heard from. Have you done that yet?
Yeah, it really, it depends on the size of the farmer. But, the industry here in Wisconsin probably shipped about, around $30 million worth of ginseng to China last year. So it ends up being a large amount for the farmers here in Wisconsin.
What about for you? Can you figure it out?
I can. I haven't penciled it out yet, but, it definitely amounts to a lot. And the problem is it's not just the 15% tariff. It's, will the price raise also for the consumers in China? Once you bring it in there, obviously the price is 15% higher, or we're going to take the 15%. So is it going to affect the amount of ginseng we sell also?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. Who knew? I did not know that the U.S. sent so much ginseng to China, and also that it's preferable. In other words, we've been reading that the tins of ginseng that have an American flag on it are the bigger sellers in China. When did this change? Because we think of ginseng as coming from China.
This type of ginseng that we grow here in Wisconsin is the American or the Panax quinquefolia species. And it's, the cultivating industry started here in Wisconsin in the early 1900s. And for 75 years, Wisconsin grew 95% of this type of ginseng worldwide. Mm. And the trade began in the early 1900s with China. And the ginseng that we grow here in Wisconsin, like I said, is the American species, which is different than the Chinese or Korean growing ginseng. So if you look at the way it's used in traditional Chinese medicine, ours is considered more of a cooling type herb, whereas the Korean or Chinese grown ginseng is considered a stimulating or a hot type of ginseng.
Well, and we understand the industry has gone up and down before. The tobacco industry crashed, and a lot of big tobacco farmers in Canada diversified. They started growing ginseng. The market has had its fluctuations.
That is correct. For about 75 years, almost all of that type of ginseng was grown here in Marathon County in Wisconsin. Until around the 1990s, that's when all of a sudden the market was flooded with a lot of ginseng coming out of Canada. For the Chinese customer, the Wisconsin-grown ginseng is still considered the premium quality ginseng. And if you look on the market, we definitely command a higher price.
Well, what a history. Who knew? And now looking at it, Daniel Boone made a fortune selling ginseng in China, of course, years ago. But here you are in Marathon County, Wisconsin. What's the talk there about what's going to happen? And what's the feeling about the fact that this is retaliation for President Trump's tariffs against China? He was warned that, he could get himself into a tariff war. What's the feeling there?
Yeah, obviously, we're not happy with it. I don't agree with any type of tariff placed on any products. But obviously, when it comes back and hits our industry like that, yeah, obviously, we're very concerned about it. We don't want to see a decline in the crop here. Like you said, it had fluctuated over the years, and over the last 10 years, we kind of stabilized here, and the industry was going well, so you don't like to see something like this happen.
Well, no, but I have to ask, did you vote for Donald Trump?
Well, let's just put it this way. I don't agree with the policies in terms of the tariffs and trade and
okay.
Things like that.
Well, but if you have friends who did, he was very much anti-free trade. That was what he said on the campaign trail. Do you think people just didn't hear it, or?
Maybe that, and maybe they didn't expect it to go this far. A lot of the things said on the campaign trail were more threats and things like that, I would think, and you just don't expect it to, materialize probably. So it just, when it affects your industry, then it definitely, you definitely feel it a lot more.
Yeah. Jim Schumacher, co-owner of Schumacher Ginseng, a farm in Marathon County, Wisconsin, which produces most of the ginseng that's exported to China and is going to be hit with a big tariff. Jim, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.